Sarah, 8:30 a.m.
You sure you're okay?
Charlene asks, frowning.
You look upset.
I'm fine, I snap. Charlene looks sideways at me.
Okay.
She pops a stick of gum in her mouth.
Want some?
I shake my head, though the cinnamon smells good. I don't like to do anything that draws attention to my face when I'm in public if I can help it, and that includes unnecessary chewing. Charlene stuffs the pack of gum into her backpack, and an empty Cheetos bag and two chocolate bar wrappers fall out. She pretends not to see them. She must have had a bad night at her dad's.
You okay?
I ask.
Sure.
Charlene chomps on her gum. My dad only called me a fat cow again last night. I clench my fists. What an a-hole. Charlene lowers her voice. He said no boy would ever want me.
Why do you listen to what he says? Your mom left him.
Charlene shrugs. He's right. I've never even had a date.
You'll find someone, don't worry. It just has to be the right someone.
You mean someone desperate enough or blind enough to date me? If only I could lose a few pounds. I don't know what to say. I want to tell her she looks just fine to me. I want to tell her she doesn't need a guy. But I don't want to sound like my mom. Besides, she knows the hours I've spent staring at models' faces. How can I tell her not to obsess when I do?
What does your mom say?
That I'll find someone when I'm ready. She's becoming almost as new age cheerleader as your mom. She sounds more right than your dad, though.
Whatever.
Charlene shrugs, but her face holds pain.
At least she doesn't mention my weight. The weekend can't come soon enough for me.
She blows a bubble, and the sweet cinnamon scent makes my mouth water. Charlene swallows the bubble so fast, she almost chokes.
Get a look at that new guy over there.